As we continue in the book of Proverbs, we're up to chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. Hear God's word, Proverbs 4, 1 through 10. Now, the subtitle is A Father's Wise Advice. Hear God's word. My children, listen to me. Listen to your father's instruction. Pay attention and grow wise, for I am giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my teaching, for I too was once my father's son, tenderly loved by my mother as an only child. My father told me, take my words to heart, follow my instructions and you will live. Learn to be wise and develop good judgment. Don't forget or turn away from my words. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her and she will guard you. Getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do. And whatever else you do, get good judgment. And if you prize wisdom, she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will place a lovely wreath on your head, and she will present you with a beautiful crown. Verse 10. My child, listen to me, and do as I say, and you will have a long life. May God add his blessings to the reading and the understanding about wisdom. Well, in our day and time, parents has always been parents. Times have changed, but people or humans or the way we think about things hasn't changed too much, has it? But parents generally do all they can do to make physical and emotional and education needs of their children. And Proverbs suggests that the most important asset that we can impart to our children is a hunger for wisdom. Now, not like intelligence, although there's nothing wrong with intelligence, we need it, or personality and talent, wisdom is not our genetic makeup. We must learn it. Learn it from where? Learn it from God, and learn it from our parents, from their experiences. God and His Word. Parents who teach wisdom and model good judgment leave their children an inheritance that is life-giving and far more valuable than gold. Wow. Well, I hope and pray you're getting a lot out of our little study of the book of Proverbs. Thanks for tuning in. God bless.